Listening comprehension test. You'll hear each recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. Task 1. School announcement. You are on a school exchange in Scotland. While you are at school in the morning, you hear an announcement of the headmaster. While listening, choose the best answer for each question and tick it. You now have time to read the assignments.
Hastings Park Middle School, good morning. Headmaster George Fenton speaking. This is a weather-related emergency announcement going out to all students and teachers of our school. During last night's heavy snowstorm, parts of the roof of the main building were severely damaged. In addition, we have a heating system failure in all classrooms in Block C. Today, all school divisions are closed. All school activities are cancelled. The heating system will be repaired by tomorrow midday, and so it is necessary to delay the start of lessons in the building tomorrow. This doesn't automatically mean that there is no school in the morning. Tomorrow, all students are expected to meet in the schoolyard at 8:30 a.m. We have planned a field trip, and you will enjoy winter activities in the morning. Students can choose between ice skating classes at the ice rink, or they'll be accompanied by teachers on a snowshoe trip to nearby Gladstone Hill. At Gladstone Hill, students can also form ice sculptures or build an igloo and learn about the Inuit lifestyle. Afternoon lessons will take place as normal and start at 12:45. Further notices will be available on the school website and sent via Parent Alert. Parents are asked to update their contact information. Thank you.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hastings Park Middle School. Good morning. Headmaster George Fenton speaking. This is a weather-related emergency announcement going out to all students and teachers of our school. During last night's heavy snowstorm, parts of the roof of the main building were severely damaged. In addition, we have a heating system failure in all classrooms in Block C. Today, all school divisions are closed. All school activities are cancelled. The heating system will be repaired by tomorrow midday, and so it is necessary to delay the start of lessons in the building tomorrow. This doesn't automatically mean that there is no school in the morning. Tomorrow, all students are expected to meet in the schoolyard at 8:30 a.m. We have planned a field trip and you will enjoy winter activities in the morning. Students can choose between ice skating classes at the ice rink, or they'll be accompanied by teachers on a snowshoe trip to nearby Gladstone Hill. At Gladstone Hill, students can also form ice sculptures or build an igloo and learn about the Inuit lifestyle. Afternoon lessons will take place as normal and start at 12:45. Further notices will be available on the school website and sent via Parent Alert. Parents are asked to update their contact information. Thank you.
Task 2. Holiday Making. Listen to an interview about trends in holiday making. Then decide which type of holiday would be ideal for 5 different customers. Unfortunately, for one customer, there won't be a type of holiday that fits his or her preferences. While listening, complete the last column of the grid by adding the type of holiday in English. You now have time to read the assignments.
Good morning and welcome to Our Earth here on Teen Channel. I'm Linda Brown. Today I'm talking to Mr. Bennett, who works for Travel 24. Good morning, Mr. Bennett. Thank you for coming today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Mr. Bennett, let's talk about the interviews you've done about new possibilities of holiday making. What was the first trend that you heard about?
Well, my first interview partner was Gina. She said she discovered a new kind of holiday in Morocco, glamping. It's a new word which means glamorous camping. It's great. You're in the desert, you sleep under the stars, but in a large tent, in a luxurious, comfortable bed. There are people there who make a fire for you, cook wonderful meals, just like in a hotel, but much more romantic.
Oh, that sounds very trendy. But what other exciting experiences did people report about?
Well, there was Jonathan. He told me that he'd done couch surfing a couple of times. There's a new website that allows travellers from all over the world to meet people at the destinations they're going to. People sign up with this website and offer a couch or some space on their floor to young travellers, who also offer their sofas to other people. It's not only cheap, it's also fun, and you learn a lot about local culture.
Amazing! But wasn't there a girl who told you about her holiday in the rainforest? I thought that was really cool.
Yes, that was Diana. Diana had a very exciting treetop holiday in Brazil. She was really surprised about the facilities such tree houses offer, a fully equipped kitchen and even a shower. She said that you're close to nature and you always have a great view over the rainforest, but you shouldn't be afraid of heights because you have to climb up a tree to get to your hotel room.
Well, that sounds dangerous to me, but I'm afraid of high buildings.
Well, then the next holiday may be something for you. Not dangerous, but cold. Jim told us about his mum who booked an ice lodge in Sweden last winter. There you can go on husky and reindeer safaris, and it's definitely one of the coolest hotels on earth. The whole family stayed in an igloo. It was made of ice and snow, just ice and snow. Jim said it was definitely too cold for him. Next winter he'd rather go skiing again.
Oh my goodness, what unusual trends. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Bennett. It was really nice having you on today's show.
Now, listen to the recording again.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Earth here on Teen Channel. I'm Linda Brown. Today, I'm talking to Mr. Bennett, who works for Travel 24. Good morning, Mr. Bennett. Thank you for coming today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Mr. Bennett, let's talk about the interviews you've done about new possibilities of holiday making. What was the first trend that you heard about?
Well, my first interview partner was Gina. She said she discovered a new kind of holiday in Morocco, glamping. It's a new word which means glamorous camping. It's great. You're in the desert, you sleep under the stars, but in a large tent, in a luxurious, comfortable bed. There are people there who make a fire for you, cook wonderful meals, just like in a hotel, but much more romantic.
Oh, that sounds very trendy. But what other exciting experiences did people report about?
Well, there was Jonathan. He told me that he'd done couch surfing a couple of times. There's a new website that allows travellers from all over the world to meet people at the destinations they're going to. People sign up with this website and offer a couch or some space on their floor to young travellers, who also offer their sofas to other people. It's not only cheap, it's also fun, and you learn a lot about local culture.
Amazing! But wasn't there a girl who told you about her holiday in the rainforest? I thought that was really cool.
Yes, that was Diana. Diana had a very exciting treetop holiday in Brazil. She was really surprised about the facilities such tree houses offer, a fully equipped kitchen and even a shower. She said that you're close to nature and you always have a great view over the rainforest, but you shouldn't be afraid of heights because you have to climb up a tree to get to your hotel room.
Well, that sounds dangerous to me, but I'm afraid of high buildings.
Well, then the next holiday may be something for you. Not dangerous, but cold. Jim told us about his mum who booked an ice lodge in Sweden last winter. There you can go on husky and reindeer safaris, and it's definitely one of the coolest hotels on earth. The whole family stayed in an igloo. It was made of ice and snow, just ice and snow. Jim said it was definitely too cold for him. Next winter he'd rather go skiing again.
Oh my goodness, what unusual trends. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Bennett. It was really nice having you on today's show.
Task 3. Mail order. Imagine you work at a mail order company. Something went wrong with the order of a British customer, so that the order could not be shipped completely. The customer calls and gives you the full details. While listening, fill in the gaps in the table below with the correct information in English. You now have time to read the assignments.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Farmer. I'd like to order some things from your latest catalog. It seems there were problems with my online order and I was asked to order by phone again. I have already ordered from your company before and my customer number is... Hang on a minute. Oh, here it is. It's 406-893-41. My date of birth is March 14th, 1992. Could you please send all the items to my home address, which is 44 Nursery Road, Mansfield? I'll spell that for you. It's N-U-R-S-E-R-Y Y, road, in Mansfield. M, A, N, S, F, I, E, L, D. I'd like to order three things. First of all, I'd like the portable DVD player on page 79, the DVP-FX. The order number is AD235. It is a special offer, and its price is £130. I'd also like to order a pack of three shirts. They're on page 13. The order number is ST899, and I need the shirts in size L. In the color jeans blue, they are £18.99 each. Finally, I'd like a flip case for my smartphone. It's on page 99. It costs £6.99 in white. I know that's a bit more expensive in white than in black, but I love white cases. The right order number is SP347895. I'd like to pay by credit card. I don't think you have got my credit card details yet. I've got a Visa card, and my card number is 3456739438900. I would love to wear the shirts on the weekend, so could you please send them by express delivery? I know that this means an extra charge of £10 on top of the £5.90 for ordinary delivery, so all in all, packaging and postage will amount to £15.90. But I really want to have the shirts as soon as possible. Thank you very much. I expect the items to be delivered within the next couple of days. Goodbye.
Now, listen to the recording again.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Farmer. I'd like to order some things from your latest catalog. It seems there were problems with my online order, and I was asked to order by phone again. I have already ordered from your company before, and my customer number is... Hang on a minute. Oh, here it is. It's 406-893-415. My date of birth is March 14th, 1992. Could you please send all the items to my home address, which is 44 Nursery Road, Mansfield? I'll spell that for you. It's NURSERY Road in Mansfield, MANSFIELD. I'd like to order three things. First of all, I'd like the portable DVD player on page 79, the DVP-FX. The order number is AD235. 5. It is a special offer, and its price is £130. I'd also like to order a pack of 3 shirts. They're on page 13. The order number is ST899, and I need the shirts in size L. In the color jeans blue, they are £18.99 each. Finally, I'd like a flip case for my smartphone. It's on page 99. It costs £6.99 in white. I know that's a bit more expensive in white than in black, but I love white cases. The right order number is SP347895. I'd like to pay by credit card. I don't think you have got my credit card details yet. I've got a Visa card, and my card number is 3 4 5 6 7 3 5 2 8 9 4 3 8 9 0 0. I would love to wear the shirts on the weekend, so could you please send them by express delivery? I know that this means an extra charge of £10 on top of the £5.90 for ordinary delivery, so all in all, packaging and postage will amount to £15.90. But I really want to have the shirts as soon as possible. Thank you very much. I expect the items to be delivered within the next couple of days. Goodbye.
This is the end of part 1, the listening comprehension.